السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm so happy to be talking to you today. I have the honor of speaking to you. Inshallah, we're going to have a wonderful talk. ربنا علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد. Our Lord Sustainer, instill in us what is beneficial to us. Benefit us by what you have instilled in us and increase us in knowledge. We're going to talk today about love and the suhbah. Many words mean love, but each is different. Today we're going to briefly speak of three of those words. In Arabi, the Arabi words that mean love. Lub means the core or heart of something. Arabs use it to mean mind, as in labib, intelligent or witty. They used to say al-labibu min al-isharati yafhamu, that the intelligent person can get the message from a mere sign. Derived from the root verb lubba, it refers to being both physically present and emotionally attached. In other words, present, dedicated, and committed. Lub, in the Mu'jam al-Maqayis of Ibn Faris, his lexicon, the lexicographer Ibn Faris, who died in 1004, he says, يَدُلُّ عَلَى لُزُومٍ وَثَبَاتٍ وعلى خلوص وجودة. Presence, commitment, emotional attachment, and being settled. So this is very important for us because what do we use the word lub in most? When we say لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. Here I am, fully present, lovingly devoted, and steadfastly committed to you, to the depth of my lub, labbaik. So this is very important for us, the fact that we have lub, and we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, labbaik, whenever He commands us to do something. Now, of course, the word lub is also the origin of some people in the Quran who are called ulul albab. Those of lub, those of presence, insight, and commitment. They are mentioned, ulul albab, are mentioned in 16 verses of the Quran, and they are defined in 2 verses. Inshallah, maybe may we be among them. What is their definition? Ulul albab, in Surah Az-Zumar 39:18, those who shunned the overbearing taghut in worship, shaitan, who shunned, and returned in longing to God. Theirs is the glad tiding. So give glad tidings to my worshippers, those who are listening to all that is said, and then following the best and most beautiful of it. It is they whom God has gift-guided, hada, and it is they who are ulul albab, those of insight and commitment. So you have shunning, the taghut, the first thing. The second is listening to all that is said, returning and longing to God, yearning for God, following the best and most beautiful of what He says. Those are the people of insight and commitment. That's in Surah Az-Zumar 39:18. And then they are defined further in Surah Al-Imran 3:192. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض باختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. Behold, in the creation of the exalted expanses and the earth and the alternation of night and day, there are indeed signs for those of presence, insight, and commitment. Now they're described, and here we have some more descriptions of them. You can say it's their definition. Those who remember or make mention of God. الذين يذكرون الله قياماً وقعوداً وعلى جنوبهم, standing, sitting, and lying on their sides, and reflect upon the creation of the exalted expanses and the earth. ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلاً سبحانك. Our Lord, you have not created all of this to waste. Glory to you. So here we have what? We have more qualities of those ulul albab, that they remember and make mention of God, that they reflect upon the creation of the exalted expanses and the earth. So shunning the taghut, shunning shaitan, and whatever is overbearing, yearning for Allah, returning to Him, listening to the best what is said, and following it and constant in their reflection and their dhikr, and they are his best worshippers. These are Ulul Albab, may we be among them. They prove in life that they are those of presence, insight, and commitment. So that's one word in English, in Arabic, and in English, which means love. You'll see why I said in English in a moment. Okay, so the next word is hub and mahabba. Hub is about luzum and thabat. It is about something that Allah makes firm. And it is also about the kernel, al-habba, which we put in the earth and it grows. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says yuhibbu, wallahu a'lam, it has to do with that meaning. It is about loving and making something firm. So we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, yuhibbu al-muhsineen in Surah Al-Baqarah 195, but he does not yuhibbu al-mu'tadeen, those who are aggressors, in Baqarah 190. So, inshallah, it means that he will affirm them. And of course, the third word, so the first one was lub, the second one was hub, and the third one is wud. Now, these three words mean love in Arabic, and that's the beauty of the Arabic language. Let us look at the word wud now. Now, the beauty of wud is that unlike lub and hub, which is about commitment and being present, wud is also about anticipation for the future. It is about transcendence. It is similar to love, which is about presence and devotion and commitment, but added to it is what? Anticipation for the future. More love to come, everlasting love to come. So, as the lexicon tells us, في المحبة الود وفي التمني الودادة. So it is about تمني as well, would. And مودة is the noun also, another noun called مودة. And that noun is very important for us in our lives because it is about what we feel for each other. We have an ayah in Surah Al-Rum 30:21, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that it is an ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he created from us, what? Our mates, so that we would settle beside them in tranquility. And he rendered between us, what? Mawadda, which is this kind of love, which is what? Transcendent. And rahma, mercy. And of course, he told the messenger, peace upon him, to call upon his people when he's talking to them and say, no recompense or reward do I ask of you, only the mawadda fil qurba, the love in closeness and in kinship. So al-mawadda is very important because it carries forth. It is what families are built on, what relationships are built on. It is mawadda, not just mahabba. Mawadda is stronger than mahabba. And so we look at those three words, which are hub and lub and would, and we define them. Hub is based on a loving, affirming connection. Lub is based on loving devotion and commitment. Would is based on a loving connection now and anticipation of what is to come. Interestingly, now let's look at this. These three words are the origin of three words in English related to loving something and being what? Interested in it. So we have the first word which we mentioned, which was lub. It's the etymology of that. It says that it is a Proto-Germanic word, which is lubo. And in Old German, it is lub. And in German, it is liebe. And that the English love came from these words. And the origin, they say, is Proto-Indo-European. Now, the interesting thing is whenever you hear in the etymology something called Proto-Indo-European, well, a proto-language is a postulated ancient language from which a number of other known languages are believed to have descended by evolution. Nothing is certain. It is all believed. So proto-languages are usually neither attested nor anything, and they are hypothetical, and they are reconstrued. They're not what? There's no reality to them. They are reconstrued by scholars. So the interesting thing is that whenever you find the word in etymology, the word Proto-Indo-European as an origin of an English word, please think twice and what? Look for the Arabi there, because lub is the origin of the English word love. They say love is from Proto-Germanic, lub, but I say it is from the Arabi, lub. They say that the English word hub, H-U-B, hub, pronounced hub, written hub, pronounced hub. They say what it means is the center of something, and it arrived to the English language in the 1640s of uncertain origin, meaning the center of interest or activity or importance. Well, I'd like to tell them it is from the word hub. And as for the word would, which we know in Arabic means al-wud, which is in anticipation, in English, you look at the English word would. In Old English, the word would means to will, to wish to be, and it was first recorded in the 1300s. And that you find in Shakespeare, when, for example, somebody would say, I would that she would come, I would that she would see me, meaning that I wish in the future that this would happen. This is actually the Arabi would. So there are so many countless words in English or any other European language that, for me, I'm looking at English, that originated in the Arabi, but you don't find that mentioned in the etymology. In the etymology, they just obscure that or ignore it. But actually, these words are originally Arabi. Hope, lub, and would. As we said, would is an anticipation for the future. It is a transcending kind of love, everlasting kind of love. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not call himself al-muhib. He calls himself al-wadud, because it is transcending for now and the future. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ ذُو الْعَرْشِ الْمَجِيدُ فَحَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ in Surah Al-Buruj 85:13. The creator is al-wadud. So whoever tells you that the God of Islam is not the God of love, tell them you don't know what you're talking about. We invented love. Even the word love is Arabi. And our Lord is the Lord of everlasting love, Al-Wadud, who is what transcending in the love for now and for the future. So what I would like to say, that we should be holding on to our mawadda to each other, and to be of quality, what sohba to each other, because this is what will hold us and keep us strong. Well, according to research, the average person has 3 to 5 very close friends, 10 to 15 people in a close circle, and 100 to 150 acquaintances in their social network. Allahu a'lam, what your Facebook friends, how many they are. But you have 3 to 5 very close friends and 10 to 50 in your inner circle. And your inner circle should be your sohba, inshallah. And what does sohba do? Quality relationships improve your health on nearly every level, just as important as diet and exercise. Physically, social connection is linked to lower blood pressure, lower body mass index, less inflammation, and reduced risk of diabetes across all age groups. But this only applies to what? To quality friendships. People who inspire you to become what? Better versions of yourself. And what traits would a true friend, a true sahib, a true sahiba have? They should be kind and compassionate, accept you for who you are, value your time, respect your boundaries, support you during hard times, offer enjoyable companionship and enjoy yours, be honest and trustworthy, encourage you to grow and improve. Subhanallah, inspire and uplift you. Al-akhu li, what? Mir'at al-mu'min, al-akhu li-akhihi, mir'at al-mu'minu, mir'atu akhihi al-mu'min. Each of us is a mirror to our fellow brother or sister. This is how we grow and improve. And we would like to also talk about something here, which is very important. It is the fact that we can be ikhwa in life, which is brothers and sisters, either of the same parentage, or because we are together and we, you know, have the same interests, we could be ikhwa. But to be ikhwan is much stronger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about ikhwa when he is talking about inheritance. In Surah An-Nisa 4:11, he says, فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ فَلِأُمِّهِ السُّدُسُ. If he has brethren, then his mother gets a sixth of the inheritance. But then, we also have, of course, in Surah Yusuf, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. So these are his ikhwa. In Surah Yusuf 12:7. However, the orphans, if you are to help them, اليتامى يسألونك عن اليتامى قل إصلاح لهم خير وإن تخالطوهم فإخوانكم. They will become your إخوان. So إخوان is a stronger relationship than إخوة. It's not just something circumstantial. It is something related to your heart. إخوان. And that is in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:20. So this is very important to know the difference between إخوة and إخوان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Hujurat 49:10, إنما المؤمنون إخوة. But then he tells us in the rest of the ayah, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخْوَيْكُمْ. So it means that maybe the إخوة might, what, quarrel, argue, whatever, fight. But you should do what? إصلاح بين الإخوة. You should bring them together. However, in Jannah, what does Allah say about us in Jannah? Inshallah, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. If we are of the aware, يَا رَبِّ إِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Having earned that title, إن المتقين في جنات وعيون, in gardens and springs, أدخلوها بسلام آمين, enter therein in salam and in amen, in peace and in security. ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل إخوانا على سرر متقابلين. And we removed what is in their breasts of غل, of rancor, and they have become إخوان, sitting across from each other. Surah Al-Hijr 15:47. So what do you see here? You see that the ikhwa can become ikhwan. So we are already ikhwan in our suhbah. We have one purpose. We are forgiving of each other. We are loving of each other. We have a higher purpose. We are ikhwan, inshallah. We don't have rancor for each other. We are ikhwan. Let us conclude with this hadith of the Prophet, peace upon him, narrated by Muslim, in which he says, وددت أن قد رأينا إخواننا. He said to the Sahaba, وددت أن قد رأينا إخواننا. I so yearn that we would see our إخوان. He says not إخوة, إخوان. And they said, أولسنا إخوانك يا رسول الله. Are we not your إخوان? He said, أنتم أصحابي وإخواننا الذين لم يأتوا بعد. You are my ashab, my sahaba. But our ikhwan, my ikhwan and your ikhwan, are those that have yet to come, that have not come yet. Dear brothers and sisters, this is us. The Prophet, peace upon him, was speaking about us, those who have not come yet. He says in one other hadith, من أشد أمتي لي حبا ناس يكونون بعدي يود. Look at the word يود again. يود أحدهم لو رآني بأهله وماله. Those of my ummah who love me most are those who come after me, meaning they're not of this generation. Each of them would yearn, would want that he could be with me or see me, even if he had to lose everything in life. So subhanallah, we are his ikhwan. We are his ikhwan. We are his ikhwan. Due to the love of what? Of him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our faith. So let us empower ourselves through our faith. Let us be suhbah. A proper suhbah. The early mu'mins, the early Muslims taught divine love to much of the world. And we have a lot to teach each other. And to learn from each other. And to teach the world. Inshallah. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.